So the first reading brings to us Queen Esther, this beautiful story. And just as a note, the Catholic version and the Protestant version of the Bibles are different, and the story of Esther is one of those differences in the scriptures. Esther is in the Protestant version, but the Catholic version has the full story. And the version, the story, the passage we have today comes from the Catholic version of the story of Esther. And what a beautiful image that Queen Esther is for us, as this intercessor, this model, this great prayer. And if you know her story, she is the lone Jew within the king's court, and the king has been convinced to destroy all the Jews. And so she's the only one who can have access to the king. And she's seized with mortal anguish, it says, with understanding and trying to figure out how to get through this situation. So she spends the whole day in prayer, laying prostrate on the ground. How do we respond to those moments in our life that seize us with mortal anguish? When all the deck seems to be stacked against us, there seems to be no hope. And her uncle, just before this passage, tells her, you are the only hope. The Jews will die, and you will die with us. You are a Jew. He tells her, perhaps it was for this time that you were born. It's for this time that you were in this position. And so for us in these days, especially within the church when it seems to be so crazy, perhaps it's for this time that we are here. It's this time that we can lay prostrate, fast, and pray throughout the day, making intercession, begging God to save his people. And her prayer is so beautiful. She's reminding God of the good work that he already has done, and that the good work that he can only do. And so often in the church, our prayers do that. The collect usually says, oh God, you who have done this in the past, make it so for us today. This is why it's so important for us to know the history of our faith, to know how God has worked in salvation history, but also in our personal history. Why prayer and reflection is so important, so that we can go back to those moments when we are in mental anguish, we can go back to those moments when we know God was active and working in our life, and trust God, who was faithful then, will be faithful today. And they tell us that Esther is an Old Testament model. They call it a typology of our Blessed Mother. That one who has this direct access to the king, who can make intercession for her people. This is our Blessed Mother, sitting at the right hand, the Queen of Heaven, interceding for her children. So this season of Lent, let us walk closely with our Blessed Mother, trusting that she is there at the side of our Heavenly Father, praying, interceding for us, knowing the good work that God will do. We trust that he will do it for us. Amen.